836, of all the flowers bought for the holidays, one quarter are purchased for Mother's Day. Coming up this Sunday, of course, at Eastern Market, as Frank Witzel of the Free Press put it, Mayflowers will follow April showers and snow even during a pandemic. Last year, in-person Flower Day was canceled, and the popular farmers market resorted to virtual orders instead. You could still see, as Frank put it, a colorful processional of pickups via a Facebook live stream. This year, the tradition is back, but in a different format. In addition to the 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday market, as we've told you, flower vendors would be selling from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on four consecutive Tuesdays here in May. Well, here we go. It's this Sunday for Mother's Day. And one of the things that we've been hearing is that everything's going up in price, including flowers. And we thought, well, let's talk to Dan. Dan Carmody of Eastern Market, the president, is on the line with me right now. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Paul. How are you today?
I am excellent. And I'm going to bet that you had a great set of Tuesdays and flower days. You guys, you had to kind of change things around a bit, but you did. You rolled with the punches. And I bet a lot of people have gotten their flowers and at pretty good prices.
They're pretty good prices. They are up a little bit. It's mostly supply and demand in the world of flowers. The pandemic has been, you know, people last year and this year know they're going to be spending a little bit more time around the house than maybe a normal year. And so they spend more on flowers to make their yards look better, and so they feel better when they're home.
Well, the yards look better, and let's face it, the
flower
flowers.
Go ahead.
What? No, go ahead.
The same thought. Flower sales have never been better, and our flower vendors are hustling to keep up with demand.
Well, and let's face it, as I started to say, yards are better with colorful flowers, and now's the time. And our homes are happier when you have fresh flowers in them. I mean, it's just kind of, there's got to have been a study, but I'm sure people feel that way. And because of the flower day in the past, people could fill their house with flowers, and you say they still could, but it's a little more pricier.
A little pricier, you know, but still a lot of product available. The first Tuesday is on, you know, in the books. We had a very nice turnout. You know, it's nine a.m. to 3 p.m. and you know, just a caution. Some people came expecting to find, you know, Flower Day on Tuesday. Well, it's a smaller selection than you would find at our, you know, traditional Flower Day event. There's only one way to do 12 acres of flowers at one time, and that's when all the flowers come at one time and bring all their stuff. And so you don't have quite that selection, but it's much more convenient. You can get there, get out, and make your purchase and get back in your car. You don't have to walk a couple of blocks with your product. So it's
sure
a trade-off between convenience and selection.
And I would guess, since many things that have happened because of the pandemic turned out to be pretty good, or even a better way of doing things, I'm going to guess just what you've said, Dan Carmody, Eastern Market President. You'll be real happy to get back to the way it used to be, and you're not going to say, let's do Flower Day every Tuesday in the month. You're going to have a real Flower Day again when you're allowed to.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to next year, and we expect we'll be able to hold our traditional Flower Day that's a one-day flower palapalooza. but, you know, we do want one problem that we've always had with Flower Day is people ascribe flowers at Eastern Market to one day, and that's simply never the case. There's always been a flower season at Eastern Market, and it's May and June and for the peak, and you can pretty much buy flowers year-round at the market. But, you know, for the spring planting season, which is the busiest, obviously, in the upper Midwest, May and June, there's always a great selection of flowers at every Saturday market. And, you know, we're hopeful that maybe the Tuesday convenient flower opportunity, maybe that becomes part of the tradition, too, going forward.
Well, the Flower Day tradition dates to the 60s, when southeastern Michigan was one of the nation's largest producers of bedding plants. And then in 1966, a group of 20 growers formed the Metro Detroit Flower Growers Association, and they took it from there and they ran with it, right?
Yeah, they're, you know, Flower Day is their event that we're happy to help them host, and we certainly hope that by 2022 we'll be able to return to that day that everybody holds close to their heart.
How's everything else going there at Eastern Market, Dan?
Our numbers are way up from last year, but a little bit below what they normally would be this time of year. And overall, I think that's kind of to be expected. But, we're pleased that people remain in masks and they're showing up in greater numbers and exercising safety as they kind of come back out. So all in all, we think the 2021 season is going to go well, and we're excited to welcome our guests back that haven't been for a while.
I'm just trying to think about, you know, the places. There's so many places to love and so many great items and products, whether it's a partner of ours, Wiggly's, the Wiggly's corned beef. I'm sure they kept very, very busy, and a couple of great pizzerias there that are renowned, and so much else. And you've done such a good job for how many years now, Dan?
I've been there since 2007, so I guess this makes, 14 coming up.
Did you ever really think you were going to stay for 14 years?
Well, you know, I found, when I first got here, I found it pretty captivating, so it didn't shock me, but it's been a fascinating time to see, you know, the economic recovery set in Detroit and to deal with things like bankruptcies and pandemics. It's been a roller coaster, but I don't know that Eastern Market, this is our second pandemic. So it was here, you know, when the Spanish flu rolled through in the 19-teens. So
right.
the rich history of the place, it's always been a roller coaster, and it's a great ride.
I hope you're continuing on that ride another 14 years, my friend. Thank you, Dan.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Dan Carmody is the president of Eastern Market for the past 14 years, and that's a good historic point. This is their second pandemic, because Eastern Market's been around that long.